Okay, so here we are. Masechet Ta'anit, Web Yeshiva, Mishkan Tzipora, Jeffrey Sachs, Daf Yud Zayin Omud Beis. Remember, we were talking about the when we didn't meet last week was Rosh Hashanah, so we didn't have Shir. That makes sense. So 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the different prohibitions on Kohanim who have to be at the ready to serve in Beit HaMikdash, prohibitions that apply to them when they are on duty, prohibitions that apply to them when they're on call, the week of their service, as well as maybe some general prohibitions that would apply all year long. Rav Ashi Amar, Shtuye Yayin Dimechale Avoda Gazru Bahu Rabbanan. The Gemara had considered the possibility. In the end, this is not the halacha l'maaseh, but we're working within the hava mina, within the suggestion that perhaps Kohanim can never drink liquor because they have to always be at the ready. But we had also seen that Kohanim have to have their hair well kempt. They can't grow their hair long. But that prohibition does not apply nowadays. The idea being that maybe Beis HaMikdash will be built, it'll land from heaven. The Kohanim will have to rush off to work, and if they're drunk, not even drunk, even if they've just consumed a certain amount of wine or alcohol, they wouldn't be able to do the avodah, so perhaps they should never be able to drink. But the Gemara does not suggest the possibility that Kohanim Bizman Hazeh cannot grow their hair long. Now, perhaps that's because we saw last time, perhaps because to get a quick haircut is a lot easier than sobering up if you're good and stiff drunk. But Rav Ashi suggests the following: Shtuye Yayin Dimechale Avoda Gazru Bahan Rabbanan. A Kohen who serves while under the influence, his Avodah is Michulal or Michulelet. It's desecrated. And therefore, since that's a very serious situation, that a Kohen should do Avodah in Beit HaMikdash, which is desecrated, so therefore Chazal made a takana, they made a gzera, that they shouldn't drink wine, even Bizman Hazeh, even nowadays that the Beit HaMikdash is not standing, because they might be called to work at any moment. But Prue Rosh, the prohibition against growing their hair long, Delo Mechale Avodah. A Kohen cannot appear in Beit HaMikdash with his hair grown long. But if he does, he violates the prohibition of entering the Mikdash with the long hair. But if he does serve in the Beit HaMikdash, if he is involved in the Seder Avodah, it does not desecrate that Avodah. It does not somehow put a disgrace or an invalidation into that Avodah. And therefore, in that case, since it's less severe, Chazal didn't make a takana that nowadays Kohanim can never grow their hair long.
Just to clarify one thing?
Yeah.
Just because my memory isn't very good. The prohibition, the Havamina, that it may be not allowed for Kohanim to ever drink wine.
Yeah.
Because Mikdash could appear tomorrow. During the time there was a big Mikdash and there were Mishmarot, did that apply to anybody who was...
No, that was not the halakha l'maaseh. If when you, it was what we saw, that when you were on duty, you couldn't drink on the day of your avodah. You couldn't drink neither during the day nor at night. And on the day that you were there waiting to do your duty, on the week you were there, you couldn't drink during the day, but you could drink at night. But then the Gemara says, well, Bizmana Zeh, since you never know, it could be at any given second you'll be called to duty, since we don't know, assuming you don't know what your mishmeret is. So therefore, Havamina, you shouldn't be able to drink ever. Not a Havamina, it's a rejected halachic opinion.
But how do we dispense with the issue for that halachic opinion that says Bizman Azeh nobody can drink wine? How do we dispense with the issue of there would need to be a bar of demand, that there would need to be Matahir from
Ben, can you speak up? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, how did we deal with in the opinion that says Bizman Azeh, maybe every coin cannot drink wine because Beit HaMikdash may descend at any moment, etc. and so forth. How did we dispense with the issue of the period of time necessary to be metaher from Tumat Mit required?
So we talked about the idea of Tuma Hutra Betzibur, and it's also possible that in that initial period it would be more setting up of things, and even then the Kohanim cannot be drunk. So Meitve, the Gemara attacks this, attacks this position. It objects to what Rav Ashi said based upon the following Braita. Ve'elu shehen b'mita, which Kohanim are subject to the death penalty for doing something improper in their Avodah? The following. Shtuye Yayin, Frue Rosh. Wait a second. If a Kohen serves while under the influence of alcohol, or if a Kohen serves while unkempt with long hair, they're chayav misa. They're susceptible to the death penalty. So Rav Ashi said, there's a difference in the two halachot. Wine is more severe than long hair, because wine is mechalel the avodah, but long hair isn't. But now the Gemara brings a braisa that says both of these isurim are chayv misa. Doesn't sound like one is more severe than the other. So the Gemara says bishlama shtue yayin behed yaktiv buhu yayin v'sheichar al tisht. Ela pure rosh minalan. So the Gemara asks, it's true that if you drink wine, you're chayav misa. If you drink wine, you're chayav misa. And there's a posuk. And there's this posuk. But what is the source for long hair being chayav misa? So the Gemara says dichtiv, and then it quotes a pasuk from Yecheskel, v'rosham lo yigalechu, ufera lo yishalchu, v'chtiv batrei, v'yayin yishalechu, v'yayin lo yishtu, kol kohen bevoam elachatzer hapnimit. So you have these two psukim. Pardon me one second. I'm sorry, I'm trying to, like I said, I'm trying to dance at two weddings here. I don't know. Somebody's having trouble getting into the shir, but I can't help them at the same time. So the Navi, and to be clear, we're talking about a pasuk from Yecheskel here, makes a hekesh. It adjoins the prohibition of drinking wine to the prohibition of the long hair. So mashtu'e yayin b'mita af pure rosh b'mita. So the Gemara says we learn the halal, even though there's no source that says an unkempt, long-haired hippie is chayav misa. That's learned out from this hekesh in in Yechezkel. Umina, hold on, let me move the screen. Umina, I'm sorry, I have to ask you to hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, just please hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. I'm trying to. We have a different Web Yeshiva thing going on tonight on Zoom, and they were having trouble with that, so I had to balance both of these things together. I'm sorry. Now I'm back with you. We'll learn for a little while longer, but then we're going to have to cut it. Then we're going to have to cut it short. As I said, I didn't want to. I thought it was a bad omen to cut the shear before Yom Kippur. Umina. So the
can I propose something?
Yeah.
That perhaps that both the Shtuya Yayin and the unkempt hair are Chayav Mita, but the difference between them being that, why do we say Shtuya Yayin Machalelet? So that any Avodah that the Kohen did when he was drunk, let's say the carbon that he brought, would be an invalid carbon. Whereas if he was just had long hair, that would not invalidate the carbon.
But that's exactly
right, what Ravashi said.
That's what we're
like. That's what Ravashi said. But then the Gemara says, but wait a second. How can you say that they're both Chayev Misa? So why would Chazal, if Chazal want to make a Gzera, so they should make a Gzera. They say the things that a Kohen really can't do, the things that are so severe that if a Kohen does it, he's Chayev Misa. Right? So they shouldn't do it even when the Beit HaMikdash isn't Kayam because they have to be at the ready. Right? It rejects Rav Ashi's suggestion by saying that there's another way to look at it. And if you look at it the other way, then the two things have to have the same halakha. So the Gemara says, well, how do you know they have the same halakha? So it says, because there's a gzera, there's a hekesh. The two halachot are adjoined in a way that we learn out from one to the other. And just like we learn out, the whole makor for the idea that Purei Rosh is Chayav Misa is from this Hekesh. So when you make the Hekesh, don't you think that, and as the Hekesh teaches us, that just like Shtuye Yayin, a drunkard, is Chayav Misa, so too a long-haired hippie is Chayav Misa. So wouldn't you think that it should mean that, and therefore a Kohen Bizman Hazeh, in order to keep himself ready and fit, should do neither this nor that, which would reject the opinion of Rav Ashi. which would reject the opinion of Rav Ashi. So the Gemara says, Umina, from this, imashdu yayin de mechale avodah, af pure rosh de mechale avodah. Shouldn't this also prove that since both of them are chay of misa, that both of them are mechalel the avodah? And as it wants to take it an even step further, that not only, we know, uvda, we've established that both of these prohibitions cause the Kohen to be chayav misa. We want to suggest that both of them, therefore, are mechalel the avodah. That if a Kohen does something, how could a Kohen do an avodah in a way that causes him to be chayav misa, but the avodah does not become mechulal? What? And if, therefore, both cases, the avodah is mechulelet, so then in both cases, kohanim bezman hazeh, again, this is a rejected halachic opinion, but kohanim bezman hazeh should be forbidden to drink ever, and should be forbidden to let their hair grow longer than 30 days.
So certainly there's a difference between drinking
water. David, you speak first.
I said, certainly the difference between unkept hair and drinking wine. I mean, they both are inappropriate for the Mishkan. And even they can both be chavmita because you're not showing proper kavod for the Mikdash. But when you're drunk, you can't even possibly have the kavanah. So the avodah itself will be affected. Whereas you can have perfectly good kavanah with long hair.
You're assuming
that the problem is kavanah.
No, I'm saying if you're saying why should there be any difference, I would say
that there's too much talking oil. Let David speak first, and then Ben wanted to say something.
I would say that you said why would there be a difference between the two? So that if there is a difference between the two, that would seem to me to be a reasonable explanation of the difference between the two.
Okay, Ben, you wanted to say something.
Possibly also a practical reason. Not only would the claim possibly be missing kavanah, might be more likely to mess something up. I mean, you don't know if he's
going to mess it up. Not mess it up. Yeah, but in other words, if a drunk Kohen Taka does the Avodah, you know, there's some people that are, you know, when they're tipsy, they're still very high-functioning drunks.
Oh, so then, okay, but then the Kavanah is suspect.
Right. In other words, you would say, you know. Wait, so David, what did you say in this chat? Vayomer Moshe El El Aaron ve'Elazar v'Itamar banav roshechem al tifra'u v'gdechem lo tifromu v'lo tamutu v'al kol eida yiktsov v'achechem kol bet Yisrael yivchu et ha'srefa she'sof. But that's why, David, you pointed our attention to a pasuk in Shmini, which says you can't let your hair grow long, but there's no hekesh there to drunk.
No, I'm just saying. But they, instead of learning from Yechezkel, they could have quoted this pasuk in. This seems to be a stronger. First of all, it's in Vayikra instead of Yechezkel, and it also mentions it's Velotamutu. There seems to be a stronger pasuk than Yechezkel. They talk about how it's proper Kohanim to have Pararosh. And the other pasuk they quote is also from Shemini, so it's not even that, like, you know, it's
no, but it's here, it's but here, no, but here. And it's here in Parshat Shemini, it's in the context of they're forbidden to let their hair grow long, despite the fact that that is usually the mark of mourning after the death of Nadav v'Avihu.
But that's exactly why they're forbidden after the death of Nadav v'Avihu, because they would be forbidden to do it any other time either.
Right.
Rabbi Sachs, I have a question.
I'm sorry, Yehudi, hold on a second. Hold on, let me think about this here.
About relating to this.
Okay.
A mum over, a person who's a Kohen who does avodah with a mum over, is that avodah psua?
I believe so.
Okay, because I could consider pruerosh as a mum over.
No, but pruerosh isn't a mum. It's an independent isser. It's an independent issue. It's not a
mum. I could conceptualize it that way. What's the problem? People see you. Okay? So that's disrespectful. If it would be a mum that isn't visible, it wouldn't be disrespectful.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that Prayer Rosh is a mum. I think it's an independent.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just trying to conceptualize what would be the difference between Prayer Rosh and Shatui Ayin. Prayer Rosh could be treated as a mum over. You certainly couldn't conceive of Shatui Ayin that way. That's the only point I was trying to.
Why couldn't you conceive of being drunk as a mum?
Well, you know something, you're right about that. Look at what Eli thought about Chana.
Right.
Now that I think about it, I think you're right about that. I just didn't think about that before.
Interesting thought.
Rashi says on this pasuk in Shmini, "Al tifra'u, al tigadlu se'ar, mikan she'evel asur b'tisporet." This is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell Aaron and the surviving sons, "Don't let your hair grow long." That is the makor for general avelim mourners not cutting their hair. Aval atem al ta'arbevu simchato shel makom. But you can't stir up the simcha of the makom. You can't. It would be an affront to. Basically, it would be an affront to Beit HaMikdash if you let your hair grow long. Velo tamutu ha im ta'asu kein tamotu. And if you do so, you will die. Yes, David it's a good question. Except it's, in other words, the context of Shmini is specifically about not letting your hair grow long as a sign of Avelus. And demonstrating Avelus in the Mikdash seems to be what the problem is, according to Rashi. The general prohibition of a Kohen not being long-haired isn't because of Avelus and disturbing the Simcha of the Beit HaMikdash, it's because of Kavod Beit HaMikdash. So it could be that Chazal understood the Pasuk in Shmini to be a distinct halacha and not the source for Puri Rosh being in Chayv Misa in the general case. I'm speculating.
Did you see what David wrote in the chat about the Rambam?
What does the Rambam say?
David?
He says in Hilchot Beit HaMikdash, Din Kwe Begadim V'Din Pre Rosh Echad Hu She'Nemar, and they quote the Pasuk in Vayikra, Ha'im Avad V'Hu Karua Begadim Chayav Mita V'Dei Shemayim Alfa Pisha V'Lodo K'Shira V'Lo Chirla.
Oh, this is the source that you put up here from Sefaria?
That actually sort of goes back to the question that he did. The Avodato was.
He responds
to the question we had before. Avodato Kshira, but he's still Chayav Mita.
It's true. The Rambam would be a sign that what I just suggested is incorrect.
Except that the Rambam's way of quoting Psukim in the Mishnah Torah is very questionable. In other words, he's perfectly prepared to quote a pasuk to prove something. That Chazal don't use to prove that very thing that he's quoting. So I don't know. I mean, in other words, I don't find what. That's why I call your attention to what David said, because the fact that the Rambam says it doesn't bother me, just on principle, because he does that so many other times. He's very loose with his use of Sukkim.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, let's go on for another minute. We'll have to think about this. So the Gemara said, "Minai umina ima shtuye yayin de mechali avoda afre rosh de mechali avoda lo ki itkush lamita hu de itkush avala chule avoda lo itkush." So the Gemara rejects the idea. The Gemara says, no, the Hekesh in Yecheskel is to teach us that Purei Rosh is Chayav Misa, but it is not there. Hekesh doesn't have to carry everything. Right? And as when we say that two things are alike, it doesn't mean that they're alike in all ways. The Hekesh creates the limud that Purei Rosh is Chayav Misa, but it does not create the Hekesh, does not carry along the din that somebody with Purei Rosh, who nevertheless is Chayav Misa, but that is Avodah's Psula. He can be Chayav Misa, and the Avodah can remain legitimate. That's a, you know, interesting. The fact that this whole thing is from a pasuk in Yecheskel is, of course, you know, question. How do you learn a din deraisa, no less a chiyuv misa, a death penalty, from a pasuk in Yecheskel? So the Gemara says, Omer le Ravina le Ravashi. Omer le Ravina le Ravashi. Ha mikame da'ati Yecheskel man amra. Wait a second. You're going to tell me the source for this? Chiv Misa is from a pasuk in Yecheskel. So how did we know it before Yecheskel? There were a lot of generations of Avodas Beis Hamikdash until Yecheskel Anofi came along. So Man Amra, who said it? What was the source for this before Yecheskel? It can't be that this originates only from the time of Yecheskel. So Amar Lei L'Ta'amech Had the Omar of Chizda, davar ze mitorat Moshe lo lamadnu, umidivrei Kabbalah lamadnu. Kol ben nechar, arel lev v'arel basar lo yavo el mikdashi. There's another pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel says that an uncircumcised person cannot serve in Beit Hamikdash. So ha mikamei da'ati Yecheskel man amra. So before Yecheskel, who taught us that? He says, not the only example. No, it's like, I ask you a question. I say, like, how do you know this? So you answer me back, well, how do you know that? Notice, here's another halacha of Avodah Beis HaMikdash that's learned out from Yecheskel, which couldn't have been originated with Yecheskel. So what does it mean? Ella, Gemara Gamirle. No. This was, whether it's a halacha la Moshe Misinai, or it's part somehow else of the tradition of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's what Gemara Gamire means, right? That it's
Rashi
like,
has Hilchata Gamire law.
Yeah, Rashi is a different. Rashi says it's a halacha la Moshe Misinai, right? Yeah. You see the Rashi?
I think that's correct. That when you say right? Hilchata Gamire law, that's what it means.
Yeah, and that's what. No, it doesn't have to be a halacha l'moshe misina. It can be a halacha l'moshe misina. It can be something else that's learned out from the midot shetar and adreshet bahem, right? But the fact that it's recorded in Yecheskel doesn't mean that it originates in Yecheskel, right? It means that Yecheskel kind of ata Yecheskel the as Vasmacha akra, Yecheskel came and he, you know, we have this idea of an asmachta. You know, there's sometimes Chazal will point to a pasuk. It doesn't mean that pasuk is the source of something. It means it's an asmachta. It's a peg to hang your hat on. It's not a source. It's a kind of mnemonic, or it's a hidden reference, or it's a something, but it's not the source. So here, it's like we're witness to the birth of the Asmachta, right? This idea existed, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, right? It was part of the, before Yecheskel, long before Yecheskel was born, it was the Halacha. In theory, someone could have been put to death, you know, for violating serving in Beit HaMikdash with Purei Rosh, or serving in Beit HaMikdash uncircumcised, right? Even though there's no Pasuk. Right? And along comes Yecheskel and creates the Asmachta. He creates the Pasuk on which we can hang our hat for this Pasuk. Ki gemiri halacha lemita lachule avodah lo gemiri. And when they learned that the halacha taught that these things were chayv misa, but it did not teach, we did not learn out that these things desecrate the actual avodah. Ben, what did you want to say?
We're presuming that this is mita b'day beitin and not mita b'day shemayim.
Oh, it is mita b'day shemayim.
That has to be.
Yeah.
It has been all along.
Right. So if that's the case, it's less of a question on learning from the Cheskel, because we're not. It's still a question.
Well,
because of the hundreds of years before the Cheskel, but.
Yeah, okay.
600 years.
So I'm sorry. We're gonna pause here. We'll pick up next. The Gemara now goes into this topic of Megillat Ta'anit. But since it's a new sugi, but we're very near the end of the perek. So we will continue with that after Sukkot. In the meantime, I wish you all a Gemar Chasima Tova and a Chag Sameach. And you know, if you're in the neighborhood, you come by for l'chaim in the sukkah. And thank you all for learning with us.
Thank you.
Chag Sameach.